I had stopped playing in bands for college so I could go to college, but I'd become this radio personality in the early 70s. And Bruce Springsteen was on the cover of Time and Newsweek magazine the same week. And out here in the middle of the corn stalks, I did not get it. I didn't. Bruce Springsteen, who's this guy? And then all of a sudden, he's going to show up at Hancher Auditorium. And, of course, I was connected to the people at Hancher. Out comes this East Coast street urchin surrounded by guys in fedora hats. I mean, just dressed to the nines. Everybody in three-piece suits except him, who's in this undershirt and black leather jacket, and ran all around and just made playing music look so fun. That night I decided, you know, I got to start a band again. And so I started this band, and it evolved. It was first called Rags, and then the New Rags Review, and then Little Red Rooster. And the Roosters, most of us wound up moving to Minneapolis, and we were going to be big stars. And I would come home after a six-week tour with about $12 more than I left with. You know, the classic band on the road struggles, don't have any money, that kind of thing. I got really tired of it. I called up Mr. Vernier and I begged for a job, and we came home. And so Little Red Rooster became kind of a different little thing. It became much more local. And at the time, we ran into a guy named Jimmy Holiday, who was a very famous songwriter. He wrote Put a Little Love in Your Heart by Jackie DeShannon. He co-wrote a number of hits with Jackie DeShannon. All I Ever Need Is You, a Sonny and Cher hit. He had a lot of hits in his background, and he was in Waterloo. He was originally from Waterloo, and now he was back. I did not know that he was manic depressive and violent on top of it, but we looked at Jimmy as the opportunity to be big stars because he was connected. He had already had a lot of hits, and he was telling us what he was going to do. So we all signed seven-year personal service contracts with Jimmy Holiday before we found out that he had some personality disorders that were life-threatening, actually. So in order to get out of that contract, we had to dissolve Little Red Rooster. And we had three dates booked with the clients that we'd been working with. And when I called them up, literally every single one of them said, well, I got a signed contract with you, and I believe in you, so just show up with whomever, do the gigs, and we'll be okay. Okay, so my romantic and business partner, Molly Nova, and I put a sign up at Stebb's Bar looking for some people that would go and play these three dates. And we got people to respond. We went into our little rehearsal room and rehearsed enough songs to do the three shows. And the three shows went way better than the Roosters ever had response to. So it just kind of perpetuated itself again, showing that I was just really at the right place at the right time with a bare amount of expertise.